you survive the day?
Well, I was laid up a little bit with the flu today, so I...
Oh, well.
Last couple of days, actually, I just don't seem to shake it off. So
well, stay in bed. Are you in bed or just home?
No, I stayed in bed today because I'm running a fever.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, I wish I were like you.
Well, you were... No, but you've been pushing hard, you know, and I know you haven't been in the sun much or anything, but stay right there and don't...
Well,
we're needed for other battles.
I had it at the end of last week, and I just kept coming to your office.
Sure.
Stupid, so
I know.
Today, but a few things I have, I don't know how I got a mixed bag on the way to Paris, but apparently, according to Lou, the Indian factor of things, had a whale of an impact.
He's
going to downplay it as much as he can and get the bad stuff out early.
I suppose the bombing, too.
Well, of course, he took the poll, which was damn it, my advice. Between the 28th of December and the 4th of January.
Yeah, it's a bad time.
Well, I hope to the end of the year show.
We've got to expect the polls to go up and down, though.
Yeah, and he thinks that the one time post, he really does.
Well, I don't mind the 49-47.
Well, I think it would be up in the building. If he is right, then I would have been here, but I don't know. I thought of it.
Yeah.
Every single question. But it's going to be a factor.
Oh, that'll pass.
That'll pass, exactly. So, what's that?
It'll pass because basically that's just a press thing, and it passes as people realize it doesn't affect them.
That's right. Now, if you sit here in Missouri, two of the significant things, I think, that each of the other categories, other than foreign policy, all of the foreign policy categories, is maintaining relations. realize two things. You took this boat during the battle, and was the India factor then?
Sure.
And on the India factor then, you get a very low rate.
Oh, well, I'm sure of that.
Yeah, very low.
Couldn't possibly get anything else.
There were only two areas in which Muncie made any gains over from the previous boat. One was the ship, over 15,000, and with the youth. And they would be, in the case of the youth, they'd be affected by the drowning. In the case of the over 15,000, they'd be
certainly important. Important.
That's right. Now, on the economic side,
that's important.
Well, that's
important.
Very, very important.
That's good, because you need will change the foreign policy, and that's where we have agreement on this.
We have the because for the first time in 2 years, a majority, and I play this very hard song, a majority of the American people do not think prices are rising more rapidly than they were before. Now, in November, after the first time in 2 years, a majority of the country do not believe we are in a recession. In terms of doing more good than harm, get a 48-27 rating. People favor keeping control of non for 2 years at 56-20. Now, then he's got another poll. Run separate from the Scott Spence, which is why he thinks the trial he's with one of these years is a one-shot proposition. That's 7-42-42.
You know, that, let me say, that doesn't bother me, because this is well, the show must be very, keep our own people on edge, and letting be up now, and we'll try to get down later.
Well, I had three people, as I think I mentioned to you, when we go to the movement, but three people calling us to a political judgment, I would say, giving them a little intent on something. Said, I'm trying to tell them, be sure, and you guys try to take too much credit for what you're doing, because you're getting up awful strong, awful fast.
Sure.
But he considers this the following poll terribly important. Which candidate do you believe does a better job with the following issues? What do you think is the 39-54? Wallace A. Miller. Could be the economy helping in 38-32. And Vietnam says in 1936-30. The next one is very fascinating. Trust most personally as a man in white.
They're all kind of close, though.
Well, but we're ahead on the speed of the economy and personal credit.
Yeah.
It's fascinating because that's the one that must be
hard to kind of get in.
Yeah, you make that point day in and day out. Obviously, but obviously, that isn't the point. But you know that.
I don't think, frankly, I'm not surprised at this, because I'm inclined to think that more than India, Pakistan, which I don't think affects a hell of a lot of people. I think the bombing thing probably hurt them.
The bombing may have people, the may have done it too.
But it was in the news so much, and it sort of makes them wonder, well, is the war still going?
Well, that's right, and in the negative column, the president you didn't really do badly in any of the you're not sure is one way up.
Mm-hmm.
Which is what Bruce says is a sign that people are kind of troubled.
Sure.
Yeah, a couple of that with one of the things. Huge debt getting all of these new endorsements from people. And it's all about the country. Building up these. So it's not that bad.
Well, we have an interesting thing here that's done. We've got to figure that our economic stuff helps us with our foreign policy. Heard of it, but we're still in pretty good shape. You say that his positive negative is 49-47. That's pretty good for Harris.
Well, that's right.
You know, if you don't remember that, that's a Gallup computer. That's, you're going to be 49 with Gallup, too.
That's right.
I would think so.
Well, we should be. Of course, we were a member of Gallup over the United States for 2 weeks before this. As I say, Lou's figure is 53-47.
It's a combination.
His birth figure is 55-45. 55-44 is very high.
And then it dropped down to...
It dropped way down, almost to a negative. 48-49.
So you see if the... It may be comparing it with the second one. There hasn't been a shift in things.
No, that's right. He said we're up, actually, from the window. We don't need to be an IMF.
Up in the real figure in early December.
Mid-November, we were. And after the U.S. goes to foreign aid, so we would take
off down. I'm trying to be. Well, that's not bad.
But as he said, if we could even hold what we have right now, that this is it. This is winning because we went on the issue. With the economic stuff turning up, this evening is more higher.
He feels the economy looks good, doesn't he?
Yes, sir. He said that's been showing an absolute steady increase.
Mm-hmm.
And in every category it has. I just went through some with him in depth stuff. You know, in July, he was rated 2273 in the economy. That's now 38.56, which is up from November, 34.60. And that's just every single Harris poll in the season, 4 or 5 points.
Still not even, but it's coming out together.
That's right. But hell, if that gets up to 50-50,
yeah, that pulls the others.
And that pulls over the particular of the foreign policy thing again.
Which it will, at the end of the month, will it should be helpful.
Well, he wasn't disturbed by it. He wanted to have a personally to think about something. He didn't like
it. He does.
Yes, sir. Very strong. The Jews do. The Jews are skeptical.
Not skeptical, because basically that means that he didn't trust him as a strong man.
That's right. He was a strong man. No, I think they were.
Okay, what else is new? No? That isn't reflected in this either. You know, we've had some very positive stuff in the last week. You know, that isn't reflected in his poll this week. Either.
No, it wouldn't be, because January 4th would have been kind of right at the end of the year, which that wouldn't be in there. The San Diego shipyard,
space shuttles, which helps individually.
Right.
So,
right. So
We pulled at a tough time, so I just well know what it is, a tough time.
Well, the week between Christmas and New Year's was the best we had going for us. A crack in the press conference, which was too hot, and a few other things, but most of the news came dominated by the bombing.
The bombing, you see, even though the man of the year and all that was coming up, we had the good Christmas stories and the rest, we have to realize that what really got into the public mind because of television. Bombing. I think that much more than my guess is much more than the Pakistan affects people. But who knows?
Harris has an interesting theory, which I use that personally that may have been political. He said that the electorate is a hell of a lot more volatile now than the Senate and be greatly influenced by events of the moment. And that if you have something like a bomb or something like the effect on the leadership, which upsets people, it's very quickly going to the public conference to show itself in the poll. And if we're a heck of a lot better able to control that, then the odds are that also. Our chances that we can't get it.
If we can't control it, then we can't control the world of that one.
No.
Entirely. But on the other hand, we have a positive thing. We trust what we can help. Lost a couple of points, I see, but that isn't bad.
Well, it was off about $8 at noon, and for 8 points, and it bounced right back at the close. It was a lot of really points rapidly. I think it's going to become a very healthy trend.
Yeah, the market, we just want to keep it bubbling along. But it's going to go up, I'm confident.
No, I'm sure.
Well, you keep well now, and I won't. And the blues don't like to stay in bed because the No, but I mean it's been good. This is a good time to sort of everybody to relax a bit before the tournament.
Well, I'm just not a good man.
You got a week left. I mean, the 18th of the month.
We'll be up and at 'em.
Bye.